Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back, we'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Elves, joined in the dugout from a safe distance by my pal Brian Svensson.
Hey, hi, howdy.
And we are hoping that the bullpen phone will ring in a few minutes here, but no Chris Zook as of yet. Oh, hold on. Ring, ring. Is that Chris Zook on the bullpen phone?
It sure is.
All right.
Oh, Zook.
We are just getting going, Zook. We held off a few minutes, and thankfully,
aww, you guys are nice.
There's that bullpen phone ringing, so we're happy to get it going here. So lots to talk about. You know, we're 1 week and a bit away from the trade deadline, and already some moves.
We already got a trade,
and we got a big one. I am going to have to pour one out on this trade, though, because it means that my boy Nelly Cruz. Dealt from the Twins to the Rays. I mean, it's good for him. He, you know, puts him in the middle of a
he can be
an actual post-playoff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, especially like the Rays have really come on strong. I think since May 31st, they have the best win-loss record. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
over the last month and a half, they're looking real good. And you know, adding his bat certainly does not hurt. He and right-handed pitcher Calvin Fauchier go to the Rays. In return, the Twins get right-handed pitcher Joe Ryan, who is the number 10 prospect per MLB pipeline, and right-handed pitcher Drew Strotman, the number 17 prospect. So, I mean, Minnesota always in need of arms, so it doesn't hurt to shore up, you know, the rotation or possibly, you know, build that that arm factory that they need, but it is a blow to lose the anchor of the Bomba squad, right? Like this is a guy who has been phenomenal and he's been an all-star. He's a 7-time all-star and including during his time in Minnesota. And so for me, it's a tough blow, but not a surprising move as the Twins are going nowhere.
Yeah, nowhere fast. And you know, I was listening a bit today on the Minnesota station in regards to sort of what they were talking about, is that not only you don't want to hear this, Michael, but not only are they not looking at 2021, but they were saying that, you know, are they even going to be competitive in 2022? And, you know, so if they're going to
executives?
Well, it's a bit of both, right? Oh. That they're saying is that that was coming from sort of the direction that they might be looking, is that they're looking for prospects and maybe farther, you know, not prospects for next year, but for maybe a couple years. I know you don't want to hear that. And hey, you never know. Maybe this was an anomaly year where, I mean, they were projected not only to kind of win this division or be competitive in the division, but to make, you know, possibly, I mean, it's just blown up this season. Then the Twins are going to have to do this because you need to get some value for guys that, you know, hopefully people overpay for some of these players if they're going to trade more than just Cruz. But it's a start. And yeah, I mean, it's a tough pill you know, you're a Twinkie fan because they had some good runs here. But well, actually, so one of the ones they were saying, which you would get too emotional here, Michael, but they were saying there has been some inklings about Buxton, which I mean, exactly. If that happens, wow, they would have to get a pretty good price for him.
I mean, please tell me that kinda... the Yankees don't need an outfielder.
yeah.
Because that would be
awesome. Spoiler alert, they kind of do.
Yeah, so the ultimate like kind of knife would be if he was shopped to the Yankees, and then that's where he finally like put it all together and got healthy or something. Like the like glimmers that we've seen of who he can be when he's good. I mean, God help me if that's where he ends up and he does that. But
well, the good news is the Yankees suck this year, right? So they're probably not buying.
Not going to be buying, yeah. It
depends. I guess if they're they're playing the Red Sox, right? If they manage to pull off a couple game sweep over the Red Sox, they beat the Phillies yesterday, and they just started playing the Bo Sox. If they manage to win, they're winning right now in the top of the ninth against them. If they manage to sweep the Bo Sox, then they're kind of back in the hunt, and they might be buyers
a little bit. But also, like, you know, like I've never felt the Yankees are one that they're content with not having, you know, like not making a push somewhere. I mean, if they wanted to spend some money, they can a bit. But yeah, I mean, they'd have to be a bit in there. I mean, mind you, their bullpen has been awful. I mean, Chapman has been disastrous.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Exactly. I mean, I think they're down to maybe Britton. Who cares, right? I mean, the Yankees, they've brought this on themselves a bit, right? So, but yeah, that would be. I would totally agree with you, Michael. If you know somehow they moved him anywhere but the Yankees, right? pretty much, right? Because that would just be a dagger, but then that would just literally be the knife in the back, right? It would just be just horrible.
Oh, wow. Okay. Speaking of other teams in the Central Division, I'm getting some breaking news right now. Breaking as of recording.
Yeah, Thursday night.
The Cleveland professional baseball team has picked a new name.
Oh!
They haven't they decided not to announce it yet, but... Hang on. Apparently a bunch of local sporting goods stores in Ohio have already got a bunch of names with a bunch of boxes with merch in it, and they have leaked. So this is a leak. This is not confirmed reporting yet. They've leaked the name. Are you guys ready?
Give it to us.
The new name for the Cleveland professional baseball team. They are the Cleveland Guardians.
Oh, no. Really? That's got to be a mistake.
That's what people are saying.
Huh.
So they got to deal with the Marvel Universe?
I don't know.
So that, oh, I just pulled it up. That,
you know, that would be a classic Cleveland, right? That somehow, I just think that's perfect. That so, it gets kind of leaked like this way. Oh my goodness.
I just pulled up WKYC. Piece about the Guardians that the trendy pick to be the Cleveland Indians name, though it came in a solid third with 19.8% of the vote in a renaming poll that the WKYC3 News conducted. Yeah, so this is the connection to the Guardians of Traffic sculptures on the Hope Memorial Bridge. Is where it comes from.
Yeah, there's like a landmark, I think. Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yes.
So yeah, Cleveland Guardians. They had a whole bunch of cool names they could have picked from: Spiders, Buckeyes. Naps.
I can't believe it's not Spiders. To me,
Cleveland
that was
Guardians. Man, that's certainly something. I mean,
it's different.
We got to give them credit. They're actually doing something.
Yeah.
Oh no, I give you that. But I mean, the thing is actually, yes, I'll give the credit of after how many years of please change this. Yes, I guess reluctantly I'll give them something. But
there's no confirmed time on when they're announcing it. But I guarantee you, if it's leaking,
if they're sending out merch,
they've already shipped down merch. Then has to be soon, right? Has to be. Guardians is you're right. The Guardians is rather underwhelming, but
sure. I mean, you know, I mean, hey,
it does. Yeah. So it's apparently historic tie to the city. Those the Guardian statues are from like the 1930s, apparently. It's like an
that there's nothing racist about those either.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, you would hope
we'll
that
find
was
out
vetted,
soon
right?
enough. Yeah.
This is the Dolans we're talking about.
We can't rule anything out then.
Well, exactly. No. I mean, it's interesting. I'm just looking at this. Yeah. So that's the Guardians of Traffic sculptures on the Hope Memorial Bridge.
So okay. I mean, you know.
I mean, there's something. At least there's a connection to the city, right?
I'm very curious about what they do for a logo, right? Is it just, are they just going to have like the blocky C with like a blocky G inside of it?
Oh, so have you not seen this? There is a picture of this.
I actually haven't.
Okay. Oh, you haven't. Okay. So if you go, okay, Zach Stewart, I'll give the credit to at Zach Stewart, ZACSTEWART 22 has the design projects.
Is that on Twitter? Kind of,
yeah. Is on Twitter and has actually like the Cleveland Guardians.
Zach Stewart.
Yeah, ZACSTEWART 22.
We will.
I love this. That literally, this is very awesome. This is like we're not breaking it, but we're talking about breaking news as it's happening right now, which is kind of
cool. You know what? I don't hate the logo. I don't hate it.
I mean, if that's what it is, that's not the worst, right? You know what I mean? Like they could.
Oh no, he's just a local artist. Oh, he said that he did that
a year ago. Gotcha. Oh, see, you know what? That would be, you know what? It's not going to be that, right? Right. So yeah. So I actually, sorry, my bad. I just saw that it was his interpretation of it. Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting about that, right? Is, I that wouldn't be what I was thinking of at any point, but I guess this, you know, if it was third place in Ohio, I guess in voting or whatever, that must have gained some steam over the last little bit. I mean, there's also, but there's got to be trademark stuff and all bunch of stuff. And maybe they didn't want to go with the.
Well, I think Jared said that they already own the trademark to like a whole bunch of stuff and decided to go with this instead.
Yeah, I guess the one thing that I'm just trying to think, and it's interesting that maybe we'll have to try and see if we can get Jared on maybe in the next couple of weeks when this gets official. But
when it gets official, yeah.
Yeah, is like the spiders I love just because of. I like the name one, but it's kind of their connection to the past, but maybe they want to really kind of break away from that and start anew, right? If you're going to go, you go all the way and you do this. I mean, geez, you know, like we just had in the NHL, the Kraken is the one out there.
Stupid name.
Yeah, you know,
name.
I mean, it kind of runs with kind of the Raptors a bit, right? It kind of has that vein.
It also runs with the Seattle, like the Mariners, right? Like that there are like – sea oriented like team names, right? Like that the like Seahawks.
I guess so.
Kraken,
the Kraken,
right?
Is like
the,
a,
it's all
from the Atlantic Ocean though, and they're on the Pacific. I guess it's strange. I don't know. But yeah, okay. I can vibe.
I mean, it's a fictitious thing, but anyways, whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, as long as it's not racist, I guess, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's a start in the right direction, right? Like just come up with, I mean, there's 1,000 weather patterns. Just come up with a weather pattern or an animal, whatever, right? Just at the end of the day.
Can't possibly be worse than the three teams named by about the color of their socks.
This right, or a league that has 9 teams and 2 of them were named Rough Riders. So, you know, you know, we, you know, it was the classic Simpsons episode. Anyways, Guardians, I guess that's what they're going with. So I mean, that's,
allegedly.
I'm surprised. Yes. I mean, yeah, maybe there could be a swerve here, but I mean, if you have gear, that would be, boy, you're spending a lot of money to swerve people if you've got a gear that actually has, you know, the name and a logo and all that stuff, right? So
it's like the world's biggest troll job or something. They've
wow, that would be unbelievable, huh?
So
be a Cleveland level troll job.
Oh my god, yeah. We'll pivot back to trade talk. So one of the pieces I was talking about off air with Brian before we got on there, Chris, is that there's some very interesting rumors around Trevor Story. So obviously the Rockies, struggling as per usual. And Story has been playing, in the Rockies system his entire career, but minor and major leagues. How many innings was it, Brian, that you had pulled up that?
5,808 2/3 innings in the major leagues. Every single one of them is shortstop.
And apparently he's drawing interest as a center fielder. This is according to MLB.com's Mark Feinson, that one team is interested in Story with the idea of playing him in center field instead of at shortstop. Someone who has never played in the outfield in minor or major league careers for the last 10 years. However, as Feinstein points out, his sprint speed puts him in the 88th percentile in baseball at 28.7 feet per second. So they do point out that he does have athleticism to cover ground. And as Brian and I were talking off air, this is something that we've seen before, and actually with someone who was at one point a Rocky, Ian Desmond, who had been a second baseman for much of his career and then was moved into the outfield when he was in Texas.
Craig Biggio too, right?
That's true, yeah.
Craig Biggio is probably the most famous one of that, right? Where he was second baseman.
Yeah, I was thinking kind of like Desmond is kind of the most recent one I could think of. But yeah, the Biggio is definitely the bigger name. I mean, is this one of those like so crazy it might work kind of things? And obviously Chris Bryant has also been talked about as being moved from third to the outfield if he is dealt.
I guess it depends. So like the sprint speed is nice. It's very good to have good sprint speed in the outfield. It depends on how good you are reading fly balls off the bat. At shortstop, you have to imagine he's pretty good, but he is an above average defensive shortstop, which is also a pretty premium position.
Right.
So like why in the world, especially if you're somebody, okay. So like this kind of weird out of the box nonsense thinking reeks of like two teams, the A's, or I guess a couple of teams, the A's, the Rays and the Yankees, right? The A's can't afford him. The Rays maybe, but they've already got a really good guy out there in Kevin Kiermaier. They've actually got a couple of players, like they have an amorphous blob of the outfield. And obviously you don't want him coming in to play shortstop because you've got Wandy. So that leaves the Yankees. And what the heck are the Yankees doing trying to trade for a center fielder when their shortstop sucks?
Yeah, like
Claybar has been awful at shortstop this year. Awful. And Trevor Story has, over the course of his entire career, been an outstanding defensive shortstop.
Yeah, that would make sense. Like Story to the Yankees and stay at shortstop. That makes sense.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm just trying to think, like, where else, who else is interested in him and where else could he be going, right?
So who needs outfielders?
The Braves.
But is this
the Braves need a center fielder.
But is this a float or is this actually, like, could this actually happen?
I mean,
you know, like that to me is like, again, it seems like it's a bit of a, you know, is that a false flag there? It just seems crazy. I mean, I guess it could work, but I mean, why? I don't know. Why? I mean,
well,
he is one of the best defensive shortstops in the game and he's still a plus bat. Why in the world would you just keep him in the position he's really good at?
So Feinson doesn't specify whether it's an AL or NL team that is interested in this idea of moving him. However, he does quote an AL executive as saying, everyone is trying to be as uber creative as they can to try to win with outside the box thinking as teams approach the trade deadline, that they like with an expectation, things are going to get a little crazy at the end of this month, that teams are trying to kind of zig where everyone else zags. I mean, Anthopoulos, like,
Wouldn't surprise me if
he did something like that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird. I would. So for the cost in terms of assets and the sureness that the guy actually knows how to play the position, why in the world wouldn't you just go after Chris Bryant? He's going to cost less, right? Because he's not, I mean, I guess you don't get the year on year certainty because, mm-hmm. you know, he's probably gone after this year unless he really likes your team. But I mean, Chris Bryant is a better hitter, has been over the course of his career, a much better hitter than Trevor Story, and can actually play center field, has active innings as not just an outfielder, but a center fielder. So like, I don't know. It just makes more sense to me to get Chris Bryant. I don't know, man. This move, until it happens, I guess it's all just speculation, but this just baffles me.
It is one of those peculiar stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's a great story to kind of, you know, percolate the old hot stove a bit, right? Even though, you know, or the trade deadline here a bit, but I that doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, have you heard, Brian, about sort of where the Jays are kind of sniffing around here? Because, I mean, they need to do something, right? We've talked about this endlessly, but
I've heard they're sniffing around Kimbrel, but I think the price might be too high.
Goodness.
I heard that they were definitely sniffing around Kyle Hendricks, but he just was lights out yesterday. And apparently the Cubs are like, okay, the price went up. So they're not interested in that apparently either. Now, I don't know. Who knows? I guess we'll see. But they're apparently interested in trading some fielding prospects. Apparently Groshans is on the table.
Yeah, well, they'll have to do something for sure, right? I mean, they're we've talked, like, it's just, it's such a great year that Vladdy's having and Bichette and they're going back to Toronto, right? I mean, this would be a great story here.
Yeah, they're
right?
moving Pearson back to the bullpen. They're moving Pearson to the bullpen and trying to convert him into a reliever now, apparently, as well. So,
interesting.
Which is something I predicted on this show, by the way.
Yeah, that was a preseason prediction, was it not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Knock one down there for Brian. I'll give you one there.
I get a couple. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. They very much need, in my opinion, I think they need pitching more than anything else. Because Stripling is bad. Steven Matz is bad. So what? Like Hendricks, Kyle Gibson, maybe Caleb Smith. As far as relievers go, obviously Craig Kimbrel is the class there. You could always go reacquire Ryan Tepera, who's having a nice season for the Cubs. And you need one more big bat, I think.
What if I know this ain't gonna happen, but I just throwing this out. What if someone like Berrios, you know, if the Twins are dealing here, right?
I would love that, but I think that the price on Berrios is way too high. Mike, I mean, you definitely view him as a guy of the future, though, right? Like,
oh yeah,
I mean,
he is and he isn't, right? Like he is, you know, he's been there. It's kind of, you know, but is this the point where you could get, you know, maximum value for him?
I mean, I would have killed for Nelly Cruz. I would have killed for Nelly Cruz, you know, because the Jays lineup just needs more pop. Like, I love Kevin Biggio, but they're just like,
it's
just
a great
not,
trade for the
they're
race.
Not
That's,
getting it done, right?
And you know, yeah, I mean, it's just, it'll be interesting, right? Is that, you know, could the Twins, you know, Berrios and Buxton would be the two big ones if they were somewhat available or, you know, for the right price. But I would agree with you, Brian, that it probably is going to be too rich for most teams or maybe all teams. But you never know, right? I mean, that if they really wanted to make the push this year, they want to go back home and they want to fill up the Sky Dome or Rogers Center or whatever it's called and, you know, make something of into the postseason, right? Jeez. I would love if they went big, but I mean, do you mortgage too much for it, right? But I mean, they could be out there. I mean, pitching definitely. If they don't come away from this trade deadline with at least something substantial pitching wise, like I think it's, you know, that's they're in trouble, right? As much as you're right, they could use another bat or something. they're still better hitting than they are pitching. That's, you know, at the end of the day.
Right,
they
but go, I mean, you're not limited. 10-9 games, you're not limited to just one move, right?
Oh, no, absolutely not. But so I'm just saying, if you only had one move, that's what all I'm saying, is that if you're going to make one major move or one big move,
then yeah, you're going to, gonna be you're on gonna the go,
pitching side.
You're going to go
first,
get another
right?
pitcher. Yeah,
yeah,
we
think so, right? But
probably another starter.
I think this starts the movement, right? With Nelson Cruz growing early, I think maybe that maybe it opens it up, right? That,
well, I mean,
we're
a week out, right? Trade deadline's the 31st.
Trade deadline's 30.
You know, so it might establish what the barometer is for the market, right? You know, so this is what the Twins got for Nelson Cruz, and
which
does
is,
that,
you know, pretty sorry about that, which is actually a pretty steep cost, right? Like giving up two top 20 pitching prospects. Man,
it's not nothing.
That would be,
yeah.
It's not nothing.
No, totally. I mean, again, they're still prospects, right? I mean,
I would have given up Thomas Hatch and something else for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's. I mean, for the Rays, right? They were in the World Series last year. They want to get back there and finish off the deal this year, right? So Nelson Cruz in the dugout and on the field, yeah, they're like, okay, well. We'll give up two prospects to try and make the push, right? Because they're right there. Yeah, I mean, this is an exciting time because I think there hopefully is going to be some movement, right? And unfortunately for Michael, I think the Twins are going to be involved as the seller this year, right? So,
you know who I would kill for outside of the two Cubs that I mentioned previously, Kimbrel and Hendricks, the bat that I would, I don't know, do something. Not illegal, obviously, for I would love to get Joey Gallo. Holy cow. Would I love to get my hands on Joey Gallo. So,
Gallo, I was going to bring up, there's a report from Joel Sherman that obviously the Yankees have apparently been connected to Gallo for a few weeks now.
Please, no.
Joel Sherman reporting that one of the Rangers' top scouts was at the Yankees' High A Hudson Valley affiliate game.
All
Tuesday
my dreams
night.
Are turning to ash in my mouth.
shortstop Anthony Volpe, who is the number 11 prospect for the Yankees, and second baseman Ezekiel Duran, their number 15 prospect. Six hits atop the Hudson Valley lineup in that game. Obviously, I mean, there are a lot of scouts at a lot of games, but when you send your top scout and you've been the team...
That matters. That matters quite a bit.
That's been linked... to this, you know, great interest in your guy that's on the blog. Those are the kind of tea leaves you do want to read closely.
Yeah. Speaking of the Yankees, good news for us. It's not over yet, but they
bullpen, right?
They did choke. And as a result, that game is now on the top of the 10th, tied 3-0. I'm dating this incredibly hard.
Yeah, that's fair enough. You are. I believe this is true. Tip of the hat to the Detroit Tigers. They haven't lost a game since the All-Star break, I believe.
Yeah, congratulations. That and the $1.50 gets you a bag of potato chips.
Did we talk about the
seven game winning streak? Before we get to the Gold
okay.
Eyes, we like to kind of pivot away from Major League Baseball. Do we want to talk about the Yermín Mercedes saga?
Just very quickly, because I know we don't exactly have a heck of a lot of time, but man, that's wild, right? Announces that he's retiring from baseball, and then 2 days later announces that he's back and is playing a game tonight. Wild. We're talking about a guy who was maybe the best hitter in baseball over the first month, was still a very good hitter for the second.
And he was part of the Tony La Russa kind of fiasco.
And
right?
He fell off a cliff after the Tony La Russa thing. Post Tony La Russa call out, he batted 175, 220, like 220,
yeah,
like 247. It really messed him up.
Yeah, you know, and that's unfortunate. And, you know, hopefully he kind of, you know, I'm sure he's going through some mental, right? Like, is in regards to just, you know, confidence-wise. I mean, baseball is an incredibly hard sport.
You don't retire from baseball in the middle of the year unless you're having, like, really
bad. Oh,
really
he must
bad.
Just, right, because also, I mean, he was at the highest of high to start mm-hmm. the season, right? I believe he was Rookie of the Month, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
And then, I mean, he's in the minors again. And it just must really, it just, I mean, I don't think we people do understand, like, you know, you're at the major league, there's a reason it's called the majors, right? Because you get everything, it's all first class and all that, and then you're back on the buses, right? You're back in the minors, you know, scuffling away, and you don't know if you're going to get back, right? You don't know, especially with La Russa. I mean, we don't know this, but I mean, La Russa might just, until he's, you know, he might not get back just because Tony's like, oh, you hit that home run, you know, whatever, right? I mean, maybe he can. Oh, it's a good thing that it's a good sign that he's back playing. So, because it sounded like that's definitely was a bit of a cry for help. It sounds, you know, to, you know, it's good. It's just good that hopefully he kind of hopefully finds his way out of this and maybe he makes it back to the major someday soon.
Yeah. And I mean, Mercedes, an older rookie, right? Like 28 years old, spent a lot of time in the minors, made it up, and then had this kind of dust up with Tony La Russa, and then eventually his bat cooled significantly, so basically posted on social media that he was stepping aside from baseball indefinitely. However, he has apologized in an Instagram post on Thursday, saying, I'm never going to give up. I spent 10 years in the minor league and I've always understood this a big and long process, but the talent I've shown speaks for itself. You know, he goes on with more about it, but he was back in uniform for the Charlotte Knights against Durham Bulls on Thursday night. So hat tip to your mean Mercedes.
Yeah, for this guy.
For this guy.
Hey, can I also, before we get to the Gold Eyes there, is am I hate to say this, am I cheering now like could be the Montreal A's? Is that what I just heard this week?
No,
is that...
they're moving to Vegas.
No, that's too bad. Anyways, that I knew that was going to happen, right? It's all set up for Vegas, isn't it, right? Like, they want Oakland to be out of there. They want to go to Vegas. That's the market they want to go to. And then they could keep an expansion available for somewhere else, right? So they get kind of the relocation is and then they don't have to deal with Oakland anymore, which is unfortunate. Tough for that fan base if they lose them.
I got to tell you, I got the newest MLB The Show for my birthday, and I found out you can relocate teams in it. And the first thing I did was relocate the Rays to Montreal.
Oh, nice. Appreciate that.
First thing I did.
That's awesome. Now, if it could only happen in real life, that would be even better.
Yeah.
Speaking of relocating, then, the Gold Eyes announcing that they will be relocating from Tennessee, where they had been playing their home games as part of the American Association season. They have been granted permission to return to Shaw Park beginning August 3rd. This is pending final review after, you know, ensuring that they meet COVID-19 safety measures and protocols.
Can't wait.
This is surprising and exciting news.
Yeah, that seemed that a little bit out of left field. but I guess with the Bombers kind of announcing about being open for fully vaccinated, I believe that would have happened.
Right.
Part of this restriction is that it has to be fully vaccinated people into the stadium.
The crowd was less the concern for me as it was that, like, you know, the CFL, there's no cross-border play, right? Like, that the teams travel within the country rather than, you know, out of country, whereas obviously the American Association, as the name implies, the Gold Eyes go across the border, and whether that was going to be a stumbling block to things. But it sounds like they've managed to make it work.
Have you guys read the press release yet either? 100% capacity.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going with fully vaccinated. They'd like people to be masked up during the concourse and kind of when they're not kind of in their seats and stuff. But yeah. I'm all for that, right? I'm fully in
bad news for Mike, though. Youth fans under the age of 12 must be accompanied by a vaccinated adult at a 1-to-1 ratio.
Well, then that means I can't go. Well, okay, what it means is if I'm going by myself because I can't take our kids. We have a 2-to-1 ratio in our family.
I mean, I guess the UMFM crew can go.
Although under the age of 12. So actually my 12-year-old is double vaccinated. So right. We have three people over the age of 12 in our family and three people under. I don't know. Maybe that counts.
Archer qualifies as a,
he did get his babysitter certificate. So,
Yeah, there we go.
No, then that qualifies right there. That's, there we go. That's
but yeah, mask requirements will be in effect for all indoor spaces, including the box office, washrooms, and merchandise store. Masks are encouraged to be one of the concourse and in the seating bowl, but not mandatory. 100% capacity. You have to be fully vaccinated. And individual tickets will go on sale to the general public July 27th at 9 a.m.
Giddy up. Let's play ball. That would be awesome if that happens. So it's not, is it official yet? Or they're saying
official.
If
it gets, well, pending
final review is what it said.
Right. Okay. So if you're in the Winnipeg area and you're listening to this, you get to hopefully watch some live baseball come August. And that is
provided you've been double vaxxed and really like, right. Go get it.
That's right. And then, yeah, there. Hey, if it's if there's another incentive for people who want to get to watch some baseball this year in Winnipeg, there you go.
Do it now. Get your 2 weeks in, and then you'll be able to go to games.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. Totally. No, that's fantastic. That's good news there. So next week we will be right around the deadline for the trade. We'll have, am I correct?
So it'll be the 29th/30th. So we'll be right at the tail end of the thing. So hopefully there'll be
and then hopefully there'll be still some someone left from the Twins, right?
Oh God.
Could be a fire sale, Michael. I hate to say that.
Yeah, this is an unfortunate situation, but
we are spending all of our baseball karma points to keep Byron Buxton away from the New York Yankees.
This is the perfect time to pivot and ask what's on the pity party.
Exactly.
I actually haven't put together the show yet, so
actually, even more important,
play some sad songs. Celebrate.
Well, not yet. Not the sad trombone yet. How was your 30th birthday party, Brian?
I got interplanetary. I was very, very, very incredibly intoxicated, and then got the call the next morning to go and play slow pitch. So, overall, good birthday.
Yeah, you'll always remember it, right?
Yeah, Very drunk.
That's all right. That's fair enough. Well, whatever you have in the pity party, it'll be fantastic, right? The best thing is actually it'll just be kind of random. This will be just sort of what you have is what you'll have, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, you know what? I am so excited that baseball could come back and see it live because I have not seen it for almost 2 years. That'd be fantastic. Should I say it?
Say it.
Brian, should I say it?
Yeah, you gotta do it, Zook.
All right, let's play ball.
You like the spin on that one, huh?
Yeah, I sure did.
Strike three, you're out.